I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Ag Weather Outlook. We've been quite dry the past couple of days. Low humidity. I heard of a lot of guys getting into the field for the first time over the past couple of days. There's a lot more of you chomping at the bit. It really comes down to crops being ready or not. It's still a little bit early here, but I can tell you this much. The amount of moisture that we have coming in the next 7 days would say that we're going to pull a lot of moisture out of crops. So if you have some corn that's close, we're going to pull those moisture levels down probably a couple percentage points pretty easy this week. Beans need to get a little bit more of the leaf drop, or maybe the beans themselves are a little wet yet. I think, again, we're going to be pulling a lot of that moisture out over the next 7 days. By the time your Sunday's done, we'll end up with about 60 to 70% coverage. Rain totals are pretty minor, anywhere from a few hundreds to maybe 3 or 4 tenths is what we're looking at. But I will say this, I don't think we dry much. Limited sunshine. Even if you don't see rain, we're getting a lot of clouds and overall a damp feel. But we get right back at the drying on Monday. And from Monday through Friday, we are sunny, we are warm, we have low-ish humidity. It may not be quite as comfortable as what the past few days have been, but I do think that we do have a good round of evaporation. We pull a lot of moisture out. Fields will be ready to go next week if the crops are, with the weather cooperating. Now, you get through Friday, and next weekend all of a sudden becomes a little more interesting. There's a weather system building off to the west. As a matter of fact, the Great Plains could see a decent chunk of moisture Thursday, Friday, and then into the weekend. That's going to push our way as well. So I'm not ruling out showers and maybe a few rumbles of thunder Saturday and Sunday. I'm more skewed towards Sunday than I am Saturday at this point, but I'm not going to wave the all-clear flag for Saturday just yet. It's also going to give us not just some significant moisture, but a pattern change. I think we're cooler for next week. Not cold, but cooler. And maybe we slow our drying ever so slightly as we go through that last full week of September. So several things on the table. Basically what I'm saying is if you're remotely close to being able to go on some of these earlier planted or earlier maturing fields, you probably need to get after it this week, because next week could be a little bit more of a slow drying process. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Make your plans to travel to London, Ohio for the 61st Annual Farm Science Review, September 19, 20, and 21st. Explore over 600 exhibitors across 2.3 million square feet. This year, skip the line and buy your tickets online for the premier farm show. Discounted tickets will be available until September 18th. FSR.osu.edu to buy your Farm Science Review tickets now. September 19th, 20th and 21st.